This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
We're not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. We've all stayed alive. You have no idea how important.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network, and today is Wednesday, November 25th, 2020, and I have a very important video to bring to you today. So I hope you guys will join me for about the next 15 minutes as we go over this story. Before you do that, though, I want to remind you guys that you can find all of my work at theconsciousresistance.com. That is theconsciousresistance.com. If you want to get everything, you can go over there, and I ask that you guys just hit Control D, bookmark our website, theconsciousresistance.com, and visit us on a weekly basis. Right now, some of you might be watching on Facebook. Many of you are watching on DLive and Float, but increasingly our work is being censored, shadow banned, and fact checked on Facebook. So I encourage you to look for me elsewhere, including on float.app, on minds.com, on Hive. You can join our text list. You can follow my Telegram channel. And I just want to say this, because I say this every video, but I really want to emphasize this. I think the best places to follow my work are my text list and my Telegram channel. Because on my text list, no matter what Facebook does or what any other platform does, you're going to get a text message right to your phone that tells you when I'm releasing a new video or I have a new article out or something along those lines. If you follow my Telegram channel, which is on Telegram, the Telegram app, for those of you who use it, you can find Derek Bros's daily news. And I post way much more important information than I do on Facebook or any other platform because it's just more convenient on Telegram. And again, there's no algorithm that determines whether or not you're going to see my content. So I recommend following both the Conscious Resistance Telegram and the Derek Bros Daily News Telegram. You can also find my videos on library.tv and bitshoot.com. And finally, if you want to support me, you can do so at patreon.com/Derek Bros. But whether you support me financially or not, all I ask is that if you find my work valuable and important and informative, please do share it with your friends and family. Because as you guys know, we're at a very important juncture right now with COVID-1984 and everything. I just did yesterday my most recent episode of my podcast. It's 1 hour and 5 minutes long. You can listen to the audio version or you can watch it on any of the platforms I just mentioned. I would recommend that at some point today after this video finishes that you guys watch this 1 hour podcast because I covered so much important information and it's related to what we're going to cover today. I titled it, "This is our moment to stand up. Don't miss it," because I truly believe this is our moment to stand up, and whatever happens from this point on out, going forward, dealing with COVID authoritarianism, dealing with lockdowns and mask mandates, and of course, the big topic of the day, the vaccine, is very much determined by what you do, what I do, what we do as free, powerful, beautiful people. So if we do nothing, we sit by and allow this to take place, well, then nothing's going to happen, and the people that we know and care about and love might very well suffer for it. So let's get into the topic of today. Today's video is called Houston Health Authority Says That the COVID Vax is Only Weeks Away. And this is in relation to a couple of articles I'm going to cover today. But it's first related to a press conference that happened just yesterday. No, actually 2 days ago on Monday. Live Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner holds news conference on COVID-19. And this was recorded by Bloomberg. It's 54 minutes long. So I went through this. And, you know, I figured this was going to be an important update. So I decided I should probably listen to the whole talk. So I listened to the whole talk, 45 minutes of nonsense and fear mongering and telling people not to have Thanksgiving and things of that sort. And then I come over here to the transcript. I decided to click open transcript over here on YouTube and see how many times the word vaccine was mentioned. So we're going to play this video for you guys. And I'm going to show you the number of times that the word vaccine was mentioned and in what context. And I want to make it clear to you guys that the Houston Health Authority, which is supposed to be Dr. David Peirce, who I've talked about on this channel, and I'll tell you more about him in a moment, and the mayor of Houston, Sylvester Turner, are both saying that within weeks, Houston is going to start getting delivery of COVID-19 vaccines. And this is in relation to what I told you guys a couple of days ago when General Perna, who's part of Donald Trump's Operation Warp Speed, said that within 24 hours of the federal government being given emergency use authorization by the FDA that the vaccines would be distributed across America within 24 hours. So after that statement, it seems like local cities and governments are preparing for that, like places in Houston, because they mentioned that, that they're expecting the federal government, that the deliveries of the vaccines are going to start coming within weeks. And yeah, so let's go ahead and get into this. All right, search vaccines. All right, so show you that there's a couple of points I really want to, okay, right here. Now here he's starting to talk about, he's saying that they have about 250 healthcare providers within the county, Harris County, that are already registered to participate in the vaccination program. And in the meantime, I want to remind folks that until you become vaccinated, remember the vaccine, most of them, it's like two dose shots. And until you get backstage, it's actually a week after your second dose that you would be able to consider yourself. And this is going to take a while. So I wanted you to hear that. So basically, this is what myself, Whitney Webb, and Ryan Christian have been telling people for months. And as I posted on social media this morning, for those of you who follow me on all my social media, that they are expecting two doses of vaccines 21 days apart. And they are also expecting there to be at least six different vaccines, one that works for the elderly, one that works for children. And they're talking about vaccinating infants as well. I showed you guys that story the other day, and that wasn't just some random person. That was Moncef Slaoui, who is the head of Operation Warp Speed, who was appointed by Donald Trump, saying that they're expecting infants to be vaccinated soon. So go ahead and check this out.
And in the meantime, however, I want to remind folks that until you become vaccinated, and remember the vaccines, most of them, it's a two shots, until you get vaccinated, it's actually a week after your second dose that you would be able to consider yourself. And this is going to take a while. Until then, we all need to continue wearing our masks, washing our hands, remaining physically distant.
So right there, he said, it's going to be a two-dose vaccine. And of course, they, you know, he said, that's why we need to keep wearing our masks no matter what. And it's so stupid. I just want a side point. What I hate about local politics is just how stupid it is. Like after that, he says, we need to keep washing our hands, remain physical distancing, and do all of the things that our mascots are showing us how to do. And what he's talking about is the mayor and this health authority, they're talking to you guys like your children. They're like, hey, look, the local baseball mascot's wearing a mask. Why don't you? Or look, the local football mascot is wearing a mask. He's getting a vaccine. Why don't you? Obviously, that's probably geared towards children, because I don't know many adults who get too excited or give a shit about when the local, you know, baseball or football or soccer mascots dancing around, whether they're wearing a mask or promoting a vaccine. However, children are very susceptible to that kind of marketing. So let's look at another mention if you're a vaccine. And for those who are just tuning in, this is the Houston press conference that just took place on Monday discussing how vaccines are going to be delivered in the city within weeks. And Houston is the fourth largest city in the country. So you should expect that if you are a similar size city, that you're going to be getting something soon as well. But of course, I do want to emphasize that they're not saying it's going to go to regular people right away. They're claiming healthcare providers and others will be getting them. But the point is, we're only weeks away from these vaccines being distributed. Okay, so remind folks that until you get vaccinated, that remember the most important vaccine is your mask. They like saying that. Okay, so right here he says, the health department is being sort of a safety net. And somebody's asking him a question. For vaccines, could you talk more about what you mean by that? And can people just depend on going to the health department to get a vaccine? And do you know anything about the cost yet? Would it be free? So they basically say, here, I'll let him say it. This is the Houston Health Authority, Dr. David Peirce.
At this point, we're anticipating there being no cost. The federal government has said they're going to cover the cost, not only for the vaccine, but for the supplies, so the syringes, the swabs, the needles, so on and so forth. There will be a cost, and that we got the manpower that we're going to have to do. I haven't heard the federal government's going to send us any dollars to pay for man hours. So, but in terms of supplies and the vaccine, that should be at no cost. And so, you know, routinely when we have vaccinations,
So they're saying the vaccines are going to be free. They're expecting the federal government to distribute them. Okay. So right here, he says, you know, he said there's going to be people who don't have a primary care physician, and yet, you know, they need vaccines, or their kids need vaccines for school. And so we will fill that role now as this rolls out. I'm going to let you guys hear that now. So he's going to say, you know, they need vaccines, or their kids need vaccines for school.
You know, they need vaccines, or their kids need vaccines for school. And so we fill that role. Now, as this rolls out, and this is going to be evolving, right? So it's very early. So right now we know that the vaccine, as I mentioned, is going to be predominantly going to hospitals and frontline workers. And a lot of this remains to be worked out. But as it starts rolling out, there's more vaccine. It starts getting further and further out in the community. We anticipate it'll be going predominantly to the usual. So the doctor's offices, the clinics, those sorts of places where people who have those resources. But as I said earlier, we know full well that there are people in the community who just don't have access to that. Or, you know, there are other issues, whether it be transportation or what have you. There are people coming up with, you know, challenges that they can't overcome on their.
So they start talking about, you know, because the government cares so great, they want to make sure that everybody gets their vaccines. It's just so funny how they play that role. So then again, they start talking about how the vaccines are distributed and whether or not it's safe. They, you know, they want to make sure it's equitable. That's what they've been saying, right? That's part of the Great Reset. Make sure everything's equitable and everybody who wants a vaccine gets a vaccine. And it goes on and on about this. Now, I want to show you one more point, guys, because, again, I watched this whole 54-minute press conference, and it was all a bunch of garbage for the most part, except for them promoting masks and making it clear that the vaccines are expected to be delivered in Houston in the next few weeks. But I do want to make it clear, that doesn't mean it's going to go straight to the regular folks. As he was saying, it's going to go to healthcare workers. So let me show you one more part. And then there's actually something surprising. There was one journalist that was at this press conference on Monday who actually asked about the dangers of the mRNA vaccine. And you guys are going to want to hear this.
Our safeguards in place that none go to waste. Now, when we talk, we hear people like Dr. Fauci and others at the federal level talk about when the average person would be able to get it there. I'm hearing April is a common answer to that question, but I would put a little asterisk with that answer because we're going to have to wait and see, you know, how fast it comes out and how fast it's consumed.
Thank you.
So he says how fast it's consumed. Now, I want to make that clear. He did say he thinks that by April it might be out to regular people or so. And one other thing, not vaccine related, but somebody asked about this at the press conference. The mayor of Houston, Sylvester Turner, who is just a sick, disturbing man, has said that he's basically keeping a running list, a tally of bad businesses that are not following proper procedures. They're calling it the wall of shame. And so they're asking him, do you think your wall of shame worked out good? And did it, you know, stop people from going out? And he's basically saying, yeah, I think it was good. You know, we're still keeping a running list of people. And they're complaining that, oh, some bars have reclassified themselves as restaurants and now they're having people out. I mean, it's clear that they want to kill business. I don't want to get off point here because we're focusing on vaccines right now. But yeah, I just wanted to make that point. Now let's get to the final point, the final question of this press conference before I show you guys some other articles related to, just to prove it to you so that everybody understands that I'm not making this up, that this is not just Houston, that Houston and other major cities after General Perna, as part of Donald Trump's Operation Warp Speed, said that the vaccines are going to be delivered within weeks once they are given FDA emergency use authorization. And only days after that, Moderna and Pfizer both applied for emergency use authorization, which means that within weeks, likely by Christmas, these vaccines are going to start being delivered around the United States. Now, they're promising it's just going to go to healthcare workers and else first, but you know everybody else wants them. These people are clamoring for them. Okay, so now here is the person asking about the mRNA vaccine. He has an accent. It might be a little hard to understand, but just go ahead and check this out. And again, this is the mRNA vaccine, the Moderna vaccine. An mRNA vaccine has never before been approved for human use prior to this. And they're trying to give it to people in less than 10 months. And I'll show you guys an article in just a moment where the CEO of Moderna said they can't even promise that it's actually going to stop COVID-19, whatever that is. So check this out.
We are very happy to hear of the vaccine and vaccine. But I want you to speak to why do we hear this issue of mRNA vaccine and how different is it from the different vaccine process and production which has happened before, and why are they talking about a synthetic chemically produced vaccine and the need for caution? Because I'm sure the population.
He asked, why are people talking about a synthetic, synthetic chemically produced vaccine and the need for precaution? Because I'm sure the population wants to hear from you why there's a need for caution. And then basically, Dr. David Peirce, I could play you guys the answer. I'll share you guys this video. As always, once this video is complete, it'll go up on my website and it'll have all the links. But basically, Dr. David Peirce just gives the standard answer and says that, no, this is a new technology, but we promise it's all going to be safe and everything's good. It's turning your body into a vaccine-producing factory, and it's going to help you fight back against vaccines. Guys, I think there is plenty of reasons to be concerned with the fact that they're pushing mRNA vaccines, with the fact that these, as I mentioned, these vaccines have never previously been approved for human use, and they're saying they're coming within weeks. And also, let me just add, if you're against this vaccine because Donald Trump's in office, then you're really not paying attention. If you're going to be against the vaccines come January 20th because Biden is likely going to be in office, then you're really not paying attention. Both of these people are puppets for the larger agenda, which is the Great Reset. And let me just show you that article that I mentioned a moment ago, because I just saw this one this morning, and this is extremely relevant to everything we're dealing with. Guys, I posted this on social media earlier. These are the kind of headlines that really build confidence, don't they? And this is from the CEO of Moderna, the company making the mRNA vaccine, which Houston is talking about distributing, saying, quote, "I think we need to be careful as we get vaccinated, not to overinterpret the results." He said in a TV interview released on Monday, quote, "When we start the deployment of this vaccine, we will not have sufficient concrete data to prove that this vaccine reduces transmission." I mean, hold on. They're about to approve this vaccine to be distributed around the United States and potentially around the world. And they, the head of the company says, "We do not have sufficient concrete data to prove that this even reduces the transmission of this COVID-19." He goes on to say, "Do I believe that it reduces transmission? Absolutely. Yeah, of course I believe that. And I say this because of the science. But absent proof." Wait, hold on. The science says that it reduces transmission. However, you're saying you don't have proof? That's not science, buddy. Quote, "But absent proof, I think it's important that we don't change behaviors solely on the basis of vaccination." Guys, don't you understand? They are already preparing us for, there will still be lockdowns. There will still be mask orders. And all those people who told me that I was crazy back in April and March when I was telling you that this shit wasn't going to go away if you started complying with the mask orders, you need to wise up if you haven't yet. I'm going to open up a few articles here related to Houston, and then we're going to wrap this up. Again, my name is Derek Bros of theconsciousresistance.com, the Conscious Resistance Network. We do this Monday through Friday. My podcast airs Friday nights. It's called The Conscious Resistance Live. And as I mentioned earlier, I really recommend that you guys watch my episode from yesterday, or listen if you prefer to listen if you haven't had a chance, because I cover even more information than I have time to today. And it is called Conscious Resistance Live, episode 117. This is our moment to stand up. Don't miss it. And as always, all of the sources for everything I talked about yesterday, including flyers in Spanish and English to wake people up to COVID, is available at theconsciousresistance.com. All right, so let's get into this. Who gets the COVID-19 vaccine first in Texas? The state just put out guidelines. So this is why everything is starting to take place, because on Monday, the state put out guidelines. A couple of days ago, General Perna, who is with Donald Trump's Operation Warp Speed, said that they are expecting within 24 hours of the FDA issuing emergency use authorization, vaccines will be distributed around the country. And according to Channel 11 in Houston, the vaccine could be available in Texas as early as December. And goes on to say that, as I mentioned, that the first vaccines could be available as early as December 12th. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott and the State Department announced these various principles, including they need to protect healthcare workers, protect frontline workers, protect vulnerable populations, mitigate health inequities such as with factors such as demographics, poverty, insurance status, and geography, geographic diversity. So they need to be distributed around the whole city, not just in the rich neighborhoods, but all across, you know, the city of Houston and all across the state. And they talk about phase one. Phase one is about protecting healthcare workers, so they're able to care for COVID-19 patients. They will get the vaccine during phase 1A when the vaccine supply is most limited. There will be a tiered system to determine which healthcare workers are first. These tier one, these hospital staff members work directly with patients who are positive or at risk for COVID. So they go on to list physicians, nurse, respiratory therapists. Two, long-term care staff working with directly with vulnerable residents. Direct care providers at nursing home, assisting living facilities, and state-supported living centers. Physicians, nurses, personal care assistants, custodial food service staff, EMS providers. Tier two, staff and outpatient care. So they go on. I'll link all this. I don't want to just sit here and read the article for you. But they're outlining the whole steps, guys, of how it's going to spread around Texas. And even if you're not in Texas or Houston when you're hearing this, even if you're not in the United States, guys, this is likely a very similar model to what we're going to see in other places. Now we get this one. Top Houston doctor warns thousands could die waiting for COVID vaccine. And who is this top Houston doctor? Oh, it's our friend, Dr. Peter Hotez, Big Pharma shill, professor and dean of National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine. He is the dean of college medicine there and co-director at Texas Children's Hospital for Vaccine Development. You might have seen him promoting vaccines on Joe Rogan and other places. I've had a couple of Twitter battles with him, and he's just a shill. That's all we need to know at the moment, is that he's a doctor that pushes vaccines, and he definitely believes that taking away freedom of choice in Texas is the answer. He has continuously said that we need to change the laws in Texas, like in New York and California, to limit people's ability to opt out of vaccines. And he's saying that at the current rate, now let's keep track of this. This was said on November 20th, 2020. This guy is claiming that before February, 150,000 American lives will be lost, bringing the death total to 400,000. Now, maybe because Dr. Peter Hotez is sort of in the know, and also he's taken money from Bill and Melinda Gates, maybe he knows that they're going to claim 400 deaths were lost. But as you guys know by now, the death count, the case count, all of it we should be skeptical of because of the way they're counting deaths and because of the way they're counting cases and because of the PCR test. He said, quote, "We now have the ability to prevent the loss of every one of those lives. There's nobody who has to lose their life between now and February." So he's basically saying, stay home. And here he goes, "Imagine the heartbreak of losing a loved one now when you know that all you had to do was to get them to hang on a couple more months." So he's basically just saying, stay inside, just a couple of more months. It's almost over, right? That's what they want us to believe. So that's the top Houston doctor. Let's go on to another local Houston news. Here they go again, another outlet quoting this guy. Look, you need to understand how influential this guy is, why it is important to counter his bullshit, because every lazy wannabe journalist in Houston that's on TV goes to him because they act like he's an expert. And he is an expert in distributing big pharma propaganda. Local vaccine expert Dr. Peter Hotez weighs in on the efficacy of three COVID-19 vaccine candidates. And so they talk about how if you're north of Houston in the Woodlands, they're already testing people, and they have been, for the AstraZeneca vaccine. And the company released good news claiming 90% effective when recipients receive a half dose followed by a full dose 1 month apart. So again, two doses, like I was telling you guys, or 62% efficacy when given as two full doses 1 month apart. AstraZeneca's executive VP said, quote, "There's a huge advantage to starting with the half dose. We can dose more people around the world." And their AstraZeneca is in phase three trials taking place in the Woodlands north of Houston at the Village Medical Center. They said 1,000 people will receive the vaccine and 500 will receive the placebo. And Dr. Hotez is like, he's basically saying, don't cherry pick, don't overthink, don't think about gaming the system. You may have some degree of choice of which one you get, but for now it's going to be, given the fact that it's going to take time, you'll probably be presented with an up or down choice. Basically, here's one that's available, take it or leave it. The answer is to take it. You have access. So, I mean, they're really trying to be like kind and gentle, but they're saying you need to take it. And I found this. This is the study, the AZD-122 COVID-19 vaccine study for those people in Houston, if you want to enroll in this. And I'm trying to find if they list anywhere about the actual results where we can see how many people have been injured in these things. What are the side effects? You know, is there any of that listed here? Because I looked on this whole website and I plan to email them as well, and I don't see anything. It's just, hey, sign up, see if you qualify. There's no obligation. You can join this, help fight the against COVID, be a hero. But there's no discussion of the fact that people have had fevers, high temperatures, and many other things as a result of these COVID vaccines. Not to mention that the way they're counting their efficacy is completely just bullshit. They've already said several times that, you know, 90% doesn't exactly mean what you think it does. And we've also seen, and one other study, there was somebody who died from the vaccine study. They said they claimed he died from the placebo, which was a meningitis vaccine. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, they don't use a true placebo and say, hey, these people are getting a vaccine, these people are getting nothing. No, they give you this vaccine and they give you another vaccine. And wouldn't you know it, one of the men ended up killing somebody. Now, I want to flash back, guys, as I wrap up here on this report, to March 2020, right before I left Houston, when the Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner, who was just speaking earlier in this press conference, like many of the mayors and governors in the United States, was granted indefinite emergency powers. Guys, I guarantee you, if you go look this up in your local council, emergency orders, executive orders, you will find a similar thing. And I talked about how there are this was taking place all over the country, from, as I said, from local to state level. And in Houston, there was only one or two city council members that actually stood up and pushed back against it. For the most part, they voted unanimously. Ultimately, I think they did vote unanimously, but there was at least two people in city council that were saying, hey, maybe we shouldn't give the mayor indefinite emergency powers to do whatever he wants, because that's indefinite, right? That means that next year, even if COVID is over and the pandemic is over, he still has emergency powers. And guys, I looked up some of these emergency powers. It absolutely includes the right to medicate you however they think is correct. And you better believe that that's going to be vaccines. If they think that they need to vaccinate you to keep the city safe, or they're saying they haven't reached herd immunity because of you, you anti-vaxxers, you COVID deniers, you science deniers, you conspiracy theorists, do you really think they're not going to use the law and the police that back them up to try to force this on you? They will. And now that doesn't mean that every single officer of the law is going to stand up, because some of them know what right is and what liberty is and individual liberty, and actually respect the piece of paper, the Constitution, and what it's supposed to represent. But absolutely, there will be people who force you to comply. So I think this is a big danger, is as we're moving towards vaccines being rolled out in Houston, and as we're being geared up for them to start being distributed to healthcare providers and other folks, we are also being told, we've also known, that the mayor of Houston, as well as other mayors and governors, have indefinite emergency powers, which absolutely include the ability to force vaccinate you. And if you don't believe that, let me show you one article that I wrote a few months back. I have to find it real quick. And this was in Florida. And again, I guarantee you, if we do the research, we can find even more. This U.S. state has already established legal means for mandatory vaccinations. And this was in Florida. When did I write this? Back in May, when somebody was claiming this. I decided to fact check it. And I went and looked into the executive order, and I found it right in the writing, where it says that, quote, any individual in my family who violates the self-isolation or self-quarantine by failing to remain within the confines of the address I provide faces 60 days imprisonment or $500 fine. And then we can go on. It says, pursuant to Executive Order 2080 in the Florida Department of Health, declaration of a public health emergency, the Surgeon General can order any individual to be examined, tested, vaccinated, treated, or isolated or quarantined for COVID-19. Do you read that? That's Florida. And every single one of these cities and states has something like that. They might not be explicit, because this is pretty explicit, and they say that the Surgeon General can order anybody to be vaccinated, isolated, quarantined, tested, treated, examined. They might not explicitly say vaccinated, but they say that in order to protect the public health, they can do is what's necessary. So if you think I'm lying, if you think I'm crazy, if you think that we're nuts, then you're not paying attention, my friends. And I ask of you, if you know people in Houston, to share this video with them. And even if you're not in Houston, please share this video out. We are at a very crucial time. I've been trying to emphasize this even harder in my reports lately, guys, that I am honestly terrified for where things are going. I do feel a sense of hope, because I know there's lots of positive happening. And I feel good that I'm down here in Mexico and I don't have mask mandates and lockdowns, and nobody's, you know, this discussion's not really being had down here yet. It might come down here, but at the moment it's not. But I'm also terrified for all my family and friends who are in Houston. I keep trying to talk to them and tell them, please get your passports. Please be prepared for anything. Please have food, ready to go. Because another video I'm going to do is about how there are now in New Mexico, they're shutting down grocery stores. In LA County, they're shutting down grocery stores for multiple weeks at a time. Guys, you need to not be dependent on the grocery stores. You need to not be dependent on their banks. You need to not be dependent on their healthcare systems. And you need to not be dependent on their money. And if you are, which many people are, then you need to have community to lean on, to build with, to opt out of these systems. That is the answer. And I've been screaming this for 10 fucking years, and I'm so glad that some of you are ready to pay attention. But guys, this is it. We don't have a lot of time. I'm trying to come at you objectively as a journalist. Now, let me take off my journalist hat. Hi, my name's Derek Bros. I'm an activist, and I'm fucking terrified of what's going to happen if you don't do anything, all right? So let me just be real with you. Please start making plans for whatever's coming. They will push these vaccines to the point that you won't be able to travel. We already have the immunity passports, the common pass, which is backed by Bill Gates, the Rockefeller Foundation, and the World Economic Forum, who are pushing for the common pass to fly. Once these vaccines get rolled out, once they have their two doses about 21 days apart, and they want to track you for 2 years, because this is a live experiment, they are going to start restricting travel. They can't have people just moving about freely if they're trying to track everybody everywhere they go and make sure that you're safe. They want to know where you're at during this live experiment. I am pretty confident to say that although they've been lying since March and claiming that the Mexican and U.S. border has been closed and it's been open the whole time, I am pretty confident that once these vaccines do start being distributed around the country, it is likely that they will shut down travel. And I want you to do whatever is necessary for you and your family. I want you to get extra food. I want you to get take your money out of their banks and put it in something more worthy, like land or anything of value. I'm not a financial advisor here to tell you what to do with your money, but make sure that you are prepared, and you're also prepared to defend your family in the event of anything, any insanity that still might be on the horizon. And I don't say this out of fear. I say this with compassion and with hope and belief that we can create a better world. I also say this with a reminder that we have to have compassion for these insane people that are surrounding us, our brothers and sisters who are simply useful idiots for a bigger plan. And I mean that compassionately when I say useful idiots. I mean that in the sense that they don't know what they're doing. Now, there are people who do know what they're doing, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and the people they represent that are pushing this agenda forward. But there are many people that we love and trust and care about that are caught up in this. And we are either going to abandon them and just turn our backs on each other, neighbor against neighbor, which is what these people want. This is what the predator class wants. Or we are going to remember to have compassion in our hearts and to still our minds, to not be wavered. Because I find myself just wanting to crush these people with every bit of anger that I can muster, because I see what they are representing and where they're headed. But I know that that is not going to win things. That does not mean that I'm not prepared to defend myself at all costs. It does not mean that if anybody comes to me or my families, that they will not die that day. It just means that I'm going to continue to practice compassion and try to build the better world that I know is possible, and do this in a nonviolent way by opting out of these systems, by building something better. We win by competing with them rather than taking them on directly through violence and insurrection, or by believing voting can change things. We win by building. And that is the core of the conscious resistance and the philosophy of agorism and counter economics. If these words are new to you, please visit my website, theconsciousresistance.com. Please download my books for free. Please watch my documentaries. Check out the content. I would say the books are the most important because they explain the philosophies that we're promoting here and what we really believe in. And finally, guys, I would invite you again to watch my episode from yesterday if you haven't. I covered way more news than I just did in this short podcast. This is our moment to stand up. Don't miss it. Please check that out at theconsciousresistance.com. Remember to bookmark our website and follow us on all of our alternative social media channels, because we're going to continue to broadcast every day. And I'm trying to live my life. I'm trying to live healthy. I'm trying to take care of myself. Some of you know I got sick the other day, but this is such an important time. It feels like I can't even unplug for 5 minutes because this is why I'm here. This is why I'm alive. I know this is why the Creator put me here. I know I can feel it in my bones and in my heart. And I know that we are meant to work together. Let's do this. Let's work together. Please spread this information far and wide, guys. And until next time, remember, you are powerful. You are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.
This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea.